This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
A Senate committee is no longer considering banning lobbyists from an adjacent hallway to the Senate chambers. The Legislative Procedures Committee is tabling the rule for now. Senate Majority Leader Blake Curd says the committee can convene at any time to change the rule if a problem arises.
The opportunity for this issue to be addressed, should it need be, could rest solely at the discretion of the President pro tem should an issue be found that needed to be addressed in the future. I also believe that with the appropriate notification and mechanism, we could address it through a legislative procedures rule committee hearing if the need so arose at any point during the legislative session.
Last week, senators considered banning lobbyists from the hallway 3 hours before the Senate convened and 1 hour after. Senator Ryan Maher brought forth the rule change. He says at times lobbyists are distracting to senators who do their work on the Senate floor when they're not adjourned. The Senate President pro tem can change Senate floor rules as he sees fit. A state Senate Transportation Committee is recommending that certain unmanned aircraft, more commonly known as drones, not be subject to state registration. South Dakota Transportation Secretary Darren Berquist says there are roughly 6,000 drones in the state. He says while some are used for agriculture or other business use, most are owned by hobbyists or children.
Due to the proliferation of these types of devices, FAA has struggled with attempting to find an appropriate regulatory balance. First of all, they're very hard to track and keep track of. And on one hand, they want to make sure they protect the safety of regular aircraft operating in the navigable airspace in this country. On the other hand, they want to encourage the continued development of this technology and use of these drones for productive and commercial purposes.
Senate Bill 22 exempts the unmanned aircraft weighing 55 pounds or less from a $25 aircraft registration fee. The measure goes to the full Senate on a unanimous vote. After 2 decades of service on the Pierre City Commission, including 9 years as mayor, Lori Gill says she will not run for another term. Gill says she believes the frequent transitions in local public service and the city should have a new perspective. She says her biggest challenge as mayor came during the Missouri River floods of 2011.
That was an unexpected challenge, one that I never had dreamt of when I started going down the path of being mayor. But you have to deal with those things. All your hopes and dreams and plans have to be pushed aside, and you have to deal with a disaster at hand. It's taken us 5 years to recover in this community, and that has taken a lot of strategic planning, working with the community, diverting and rearranging resources to get to the point where we can say now that we're recovered and we can move ahead.
Gill is currently the head of the South Dakota Bureau of Human Resources and will remain in that position. She says it's been an honor and a privilege to serve as Pierre's mayor. Voters will choose a new mayor in early June. Lawmakers are forming a special commission to investigate a state lawmaker for alleged sexual contact with a legislative intern during previous sessions. House Majority Leader Lee Qualm says Representative Matthew Wolman admitted to engaging in consensual sexual contact with an intern in 2015 and 2016. Speaker of the House Mark Mickelson says a committee will look into whether inappropriate conduct took place and whether to impose a penalty on Wolman.
The rules require the Speaker to appoint a 9-member committee, 5 from the majority party, 4 from the minority party. I will do that after consultation with the majority leader and the minority leader, which I will do after session today, and we'll appoint that committee tomorrow during session.
Earlier in the session, a committee voted down a rules change that would have explicitly barred legislators from sexual contact with legislative interns and pages. The committee cited current rules as sufficient.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free SD.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.